passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. After the breakup of a relationship, it can sometimes take years to get over the pain and the feelings of loss. And yet other times, we move on much quicker. So why do some breakups affect us so badly? Michelle Zelli is a mind, body and spirit life coach.
I think one of the reasons is that we can actually merge our identity with a partner, especially a long-term relationship, and we come out feeling less than whole. We don't know who we are anymore, and we're searching for that missing part. So we're actually dealing not with just the loss of a relationship and somebody that perhaps we still love, but part of ourselves. And that's the bit we often miss. We'll grieve the partner, we'll grieve the relationship, but we forget to find ourselves again.
Sometimes I would have thought that actually coming out of a relationship is something that helps you find yourself if you find you've been a bit lost within something previously.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that, because it can be the most enthralling, exhilarating time. If we focus on what we've lost, it can really dent our confidence and it will send us down a downward spiral. However, if we focus on finding out who we are again, because we don't want to go back to who we were prior to the relationship or even in the relationship, it's time to grow and to look at the patterns perhaps that we've played out in previous relationships and start to find out exactly who we are, what we want and what we have to offer.
And how do you think you do that, though?
It's all about the mind. Now, what we often do is let our mind control us. We forget that the mind is our servant. The greatest advice I think I can give is to take control of your thoughts, because every thought controls how you feel. So once we start noticing what we're thinking, we know we can take control of what we're feeling.
And what about if it's a relationship that's actually been a very long time ago? Because sometimes when you come out of one, there's that immediate feeling and you kind of know you're feeling it and you hopefully start to deal with it because you know what's going on.
Yep.
But actually, if it's something that's maybe perhaps you really haven't got over from, 10, 15 years ago or something, how do you A, recognise that, and then B, do something about something that's been going on for that long?
If it's been going on that long, we've really got to take stock and take hold. And what we will have normally done is distract ourselves from that feeling. And it's normally a gnawing feeling, sort of in the solar plexus, just around the rib cage. This is the time that perhaps a life coach is an ideal help, because we need to understand what that relationship has represented, what it has fed into, and what we feel isn't right about our lives now. If somebody's still harbouring hurt and pain from a relationship that long ago, it's a real wake-up call.
Is it always that you recognise that it's the hurt and pain that you're harbouring, or perhaps it's, a fear of doing something based on a relationship 15 years ago?
They're really all of the same thing, if I'm honest. They are blocks. They're blocks for us moving forward. And what that normally will be telling us is that we don't trust ourselves to make the right decisions or to behave in the right way. And the underlying cause is often a feeling of not being worthy.
Now, sometimes you come out of a relationship and you're just like, okay, no one else for a while, please. I've kind of had enough. And other times you come out and I'm like, right, where's the next one? Let's go for it. Why do you think there is that difference? What's going on?
Well, I think the first one, right, let's go for it, would suggest that the relationship's got a bit stale and you feel like you've been untethered almost and can hardly wait to get out there. That euphoria doesn't often last. Because even if the relationship has gone a bit stale, there are still going to be parts of us that's missing as a result of having merged our identities, as I said earlier. But I think that it's very easy to go into a rebound relationship, because when we split up with somebody, there is this feeling of discomfort, emotional discomfort. And what better way than to go out there and kick your heels to distract ourselves? And we've got to be careful about that. I don't want to kill all the ideas of fun, far from it. But I think we need to be clear on our purpose.
And then the ones where you just feel, whew, a bit of time, please.
That's getting to know ourselves again. And that is a really great opportunity. And start finding out who we are again, but also add to it. What is it we like to do now? You might be 5, 10, 15 years older. And actually, you'd be surprised how many people who I see who actually don't know what they really enjoy anymore, what their passions are. They've lost, really sort of lost themselves. So that is a great way to start finding yourself again.
That's life coach Michelle Zelli. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.